Am I an alcoholic?
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah.
He's been one.
For how long? Like, how long did it take you to admit this?
Early on. I think I was 15. 15 when I figured it out.
That sounds like a typical Mexican.
And we're back! And we're fucking back! You know, wow.
Welcome. That was 70s.
Wow. Welcome back, everybody, to You've Been Served. We are here. You have your boy Blanco Paco on the mic.
White Francisco.
All right.
You know, I didn't know Northridge was an actual city here in LA. I always heard it in the show Victorious, and they always made fun of, like, oh, you from Northridge. And I thought it was something I thought they made it up. I was like, oh, okay, cool.
The dude's like, so put y'all accents today.
Because that's how I was on Victorious.
I was like, oh, you from, it was the little puppet. It was like, oh, you from Northridge.
Oh.
Yeah, get out of here, Northridge. So when I moved here to LA, somebody told me, like, oh, yeah, I live in Northridge. I was like, ha, no, really, where do you live? Like, Northridge. Like, oh, that's an actual place here?
Yes.
Like,
yeah,
the shade.
That's a real-ass place.
I learned that. And I apologized immediately. I was like, I thought it was a made-up place.
Gosh.
On Victorious.
But you know that reference in Victorious where they're like, Northridge girls. Is usually in reference to the porn industry in Northridge.
Learn something new every day.
Yes.
Wow. Did not know
do
that.
You know that?
Chris is fucking toxic.
Chris, Chris would be the one to know that.
You know I'm toxic.
Wow.
Like that.
I'm watching you.
So Robert brought up toxic, and he called Chris over here toxic, a toxic man.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough, Chris is the one that brought up the topic, and we were going to go to Chris anyways. So it just makes, you know, it makes sense that Chris is the toxic man.
Yeah.
It makes sense. I mean,
just so y'all know, I'm doing good too.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry.
Let's go back. In fairness, the first four episodes back have been about you. We know how you're doing. So
yeah,
everyone knows you're good.
Every day I'm sweating bricks.
So shit hit the fan real quick.
It really did. It really did.
He's right. We should have skipped over him though. Here, wait, Ty, tell us about your baby shower.
All right. So, yeah, I have a baby shower on the way. It's going to be in December. All is invited. I don't give a fuck what anybody say.
When, in December?
Yes, December. I think it's December 4th.
4th.
Yeah.
4th.
I don't care what anybody says. Everybody is more than welcome to show their face. If you want to come, please do so. All right. If a fight break out, it's all right.
I bring the extinguisher.
Fight?
Yeah.
At a baby shower?
Yeah.
Why is it going to be a fight?
Because it's baby mama tripping.
Now, if you don't want to come, I understand. But just know if you do, I got your back. All right? You don't have to worry about anything. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and just continue to do what I've been doing since I got the invitation. Anybody and everybody is welcome. If you choose a RSVP, the number is on the invitation. If you don't, it's all right. We'll worry about you when you get there.
There it is.
Mm-hmm. See? I'll show up with the beer.
Not toxic. That's what I like to see. He emotional. All right.
I'm very emotional.
Yeah, Ty.
I'm very emotional.
Ty might be the least toxic of us four.
He might be, honestly. Anyway. So, in the sense of toxicity, did that sound right?
Yeah.
All right,
sure.
Cool. Toxicity.
If not, we'll cut it out the podcast.
Good enough.
All right, cool. Men don't know how to express their emotions. Mm-hmm. It stems into violence. It stems into baby mama drama that you sometimes caused by men.
Hee hee.
Yeah. That was you really just sniped him from all the way over there.
I
for
did.
No reason.
And missed. Because that's definitely not me.
But that's why I also, you know, led with this man ain't toxic. She toxic. But that's a topic for another day. I don't want to get into it and get attacked by the females.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe don't say it.
Not again. Yeah. I have to throw it in there.
All right.
Anyway, all right. Bitch, get some therapy. It's what I told myself. And I put myself in therapy.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you were talking yourself in the mirror.
I was talking to myself in the mirror.
Go to therapy.
Yeah.
Okay, Chris, you put up a good point.
I had to do it with my shirt off, too, because that was the only way to intimidate myself.
You had to. Wow. I mean, it's better than you being a woman beater, so I'm proud of you for that.
Thank you. The only thing I beat is my meat.
How we keep?
He said woman beater.
You know what? I give you left to that.
Thank you.
I give you left to that.
Yeah.
Don't go in my bathroom. That's what the lotion is for, my bathroom.
No.
I don't know what's going on today. I don't know.
Anyway, men need work.
We do.
What are your opinions on this? What work do we need? Do we actually need work? I mean, you guys nodded, but I don't know. I mean, maybe you're just nodding just to nod.
Nah, I'm nodding because this man preaching.
There it is. Robert, we're going to start with you.
We are?
Oh, yeah.
Man, why? Because you're the minority. We don't want you to feel left out. And we know how it feels.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Therapy's good. I think there is a lot of toxicity within masculine culture. But I also think there are a lot of things that can be labeled as toxic that aren't necessarily. Right? So we talk about...
Give an example.
All right. So here's an example that I always found interesting, right? Is we have this kind of sense that anger and all that, the kind of possession or whatever of women is toxic. And it is to an extent, certainly. Mm-hmm. But we also have, conversely, this feeling that not showing emotions is toxic. So when we show our emotions and we get angry and we get upset and we get possessive, then we're toxic. But we don't show those emotions, mm-hmm. we're toxic.
Yeah.
Right? And so I think, look, everybody's going to be toxic. Everybody's going to have shit in their head that, look, this is not okay.
Yeah.
But they're natural things. At what point, I think it's really just picking. It's like, okay, do you want us to show our emotions or do you want us to not show the emotions that are going to bother you?
Yeah.
Right? I'm not defending those feelings. I'm just saying they're going to exist whether, you know, you go to therapy or not. Therapy mm-hmm. can help.
Yeah.
But it's just a path of getting out those feelings. Mm-hmm. It doesn't change the fact that those feelings are there. So I think people talk about like jealousy and stuff like that. Like it's toxic. I think it's natural.
Yeah.
And I also think people tend to apply it to men in a way that it doesn't just apply to men. Because mm-hmm. you see that same behavior. Thank you, Ty.
Of course.
You see that same behavior in women as well. Yeah. It's just not considered as toxic because society believes, and I think they're right, that women don't have the same power that men do. And so we don't talk about the toxicity that I think exists with both genders. All sides of this, or all range of the spectrum, really, not just women and men.
Yeah.
But that's my feeling on it. Is there's definitely toxicity. I can't disagree with that. But I also feel like there's more to it that needs to be talked about that's not just about men. It's a larger
mm-hmm.
issue.
Mm-hmm.
I think within that, you put up a really good point because it goes back. It's like you want to show the emotion, but at the same time, you don't want them to show the emotion, especially if like it's in a negative way. But I don't think the way I see it is, it's not a bad thing to show it. It's a bad thing to not acknowledge it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if it happens, like either someone gets angry, someone gets, you know, upset or something, and they explode in a bad way. And the next day they tell them like, hey, dude, like you might have some anger issues. No, I don't have anger issues. Like, that's not what I saw yesterday. I'm saying you might have some. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's natural. It's natural to feel these things, to feel anger, to feel jealousy, to feel betrayed, to feel any kind of feeling is mm-hmm. natural, normal. It's just understanding where that came from, what it stems from, and acknowledging it. Not again, it's not that it's never going to happen again, but it's like, okay, hey, you know what? That happened yesterday. I didn't like that. It's not cool. Where did that come from? How did that trigger me? How did that start up? You know, and then you go from there. And it's not to say it's never going to happen again, but at least now you have a better understanding of where that's kind of coming from. That's how I've seen it. Mm-hmm. That's when I start to see, like, okay, this is a toxic trait. It's like, yeah. At least acknowledge it. Acknowledge mm-hmm. that it did happen and that it's not the first time this has happened. Yeah. It's multiple occasions. Maybe around the same topic, maybe not, but it's multiple occasions that this has happened. So it's like, okay, there's a pattern here.
Yeah.
Let's dive into it.
I'm definitely not going to disagree with you that people can improve and it's important to improve and recognize when something is wrong.
Yeah.
I just think we need to change the way we talk about it. Because when we talk about toxic traits mm-hmm. and things being negative or people being bad because of it, it shames them mm-hmm. for showing that.
Yeah.
Right? And then it just gets hidden all over again. We go through a cycle.
Fair enough.
Right? Yeah. So I think really we need to stop calling it toxic. Mm-hmm. We need to say, you know, okay, this isn't great. We need to find some way to softly address that and say we should solve it.
Yeah.
You can be better. Not necessarily to say you're not good now mm-hmm. or you're toxic now, mm-hmm. you know, but just that you can improve. You can be an even better person than you already are.
Yeah.
And I think that's the problem I have with the conversation around toxicity is this sense that it is telling people they're bad or they're wrong for things that are oftentimes natural, even if they aren't great. Mm-hmm. So that's my, but I agree with you. I do think, you know, yeah, it's important to recognize. It's important mm-hmm. to try and solve if you see that there is an issue.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my thoughts.
I like that.
Ty?
I have the most awkwardest urge to listen to the soundtrack of The Wiz.
The Wiz?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Because two songs that resonated with the conversation thus far is You Can't Win by Michael Jackson and If I Can Feel by the Tin Man.
Mm. Okay.
Okay.
So I don't know. I just want to listen to that now. And also the Lion song too. I'm a mean old lion. All of, you know, just that false perception yeah. that because he's a lion, he has to have more courage and all that other stuff. Just I don't know. The Wiz just it's resonated with me right now.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. I feel like that's also slightly off topic, but it's just like I had the urge to listen to it.
It kind of ties in. It does tie in yeah, a way.
I can see yeah. the connection.
Thank you. Oh my gosh. This is a non-toxic circle because we're seeing the best in one another. But just going back.
That's how we do it.
Yes. Do it. Yes. You guys crossed a lot of very interesting points that I also cannot disagree with. Though male toxicity is just, it's a really broad thing. I agree with the sense, what Robert was saying that, you know, it's kind of demeaning in a sense to just say it's toxicity when in some cases it's not always the case. Just sometimes a person being expressive is natural. I feel like there is a thin line between being expressive versus being toxic. And ultimately, we should not demean those people that are choosing to be expressive. We also got to make sure that we're not being expressive. If I'm saying that right, we cannot not be expressive because a person cannot fix a problem if we don't know what you're feeling or what you're going through. Yeah. And that brings me to the point that I feel like mental health does tie a lot into male toxicity, being that we were raised to feel like our feelings are meaningless. Therefore, we don't take the corrective actions needed to work on our feelings or on our thoughts. We just try to tough it out and deal with it as the days go on. And it's like, we can't do that. We are humans at the end of the day. Yes, we are men, but we're still humans. And we have to acknowledge the internal problems within ourselves in order to become better people. Hence why I don't want to start far from perfect, you bitches. Y'all not taking this from me.
Oh, I'm not taking it.
You better
all.
Not.
But
I'll shave you bald.
It's our group logo. Okay. We already have t-shirts and a banner, and we're going to be playing next month. So
that is true. Yeah. I got trans
sucks
with
to
that
suck,
shit.
Bro.
Yeah, George registered it as a copyright.
Oh, my gosh. Mm.
Far from perfect with the sign that you have on your arm.
Yeah.
I took a photo.
The sign.
I took a photo.
So...
So don't use either one because you're going to owe me $25 every time you say it.
There it is.
Oh, but, and 25 cents.
So,
love you.
In sum, what you just said, you ain't shit. You were spoiled good, right? Opening up, I think, the floor for communication is like what would help with this toxic, you know, behavior in individuals, specifically us. Supposedly. Uh-huh. And, you know, therapy is one route to go that would help you open up, you know, the floor for communication. However, in a situation where you're with a partner or an individual who does not, you know, accept the fact that you've changed, they're mm-hmm. always going to see you in this toxic light. So how the fuck do we get out of that? Because when I've noticed in situations when they continue to see you like that, even though you're working yourself, it can become violent.
Mm.
Yeah.
I get he on a roll. All right. You don't want to say this shit right here, right now.
Let me move out of the way.
I think the first step into avoiding
physical violence is first acknowledging your mental health, acknowledging that you are not fully and mentally capable of dealing with a conversation. Sometimes it is okay to just take a step back and say, hey, I ain't really ready to talk about this. Can I get like a 10, 15 minute, you know, break just to sit in the room in the dark and then come back? You know, like taking those necessary actions for yourself to avoid shit get out of control, I think is one of the first steps that people should consider. I have the tendency to close off. When things get a little bit too intense, too fast for me, I get silent. And that is my bad habit. I acknowledge it. I'm working on it. But, you know, I do try my best to let it be known, like, hey, this conversation is getting out of hand. Can we just take a step back? You know, give me some time to get my thoughts right, because if I don't, I'm going to cuss your ass out. I'm going to say some mean shit. I'll hurt your feelings. Mm-hmm. That's just because that's the Tanya Davis in me. That's my mom. My mom has a bad attitude. And, you know, when I'm pissed off, when I'm mad as shit.
You channel your mama?
I'll channel my mama. Mm.
Feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Mamas can get very scary. When they get angry, they can get scary.
Get the chocolate,
that's it. You think men get fucking scary? No.
I've seen my mom do some things. I don't ever want to piss her off. Shoot, she got 4 metal bats for a reason.
One for each child in the house. That's for you. That's for you. That's for you.
So I forgot about you.
Man.
I got the new one for you.
So, your mom's definitely different than mine.
Buddy.
You're blessed.
Buddy.
You're blessed.
Buddy. I'm sorry.
Shit.
No.
It's the skin tone. Your gully moms, they something else.
All right.
She'll get the chance.
Let me not put my mom in the bad light, okay? She didn't hit us with bats. She hit us with belts.
Okay. That's still not helping.
It's a lot better for all my color folk out there to get their ass beat. They do understand that that's way better than getting swung on with a metal bat. Okay? I'll take a belt over a metal bat any day.
I'll give you an example. My dad, when I got in trouble from time to time, he would tell me, go outside, pick a stick. I'm like, oh, crap.
That's the stick.
Oh, that's the old school.
Getting a switch.
Mm-hmm. He got the old school treatment.
I would pick any stick I wanted. My mom, she wouldn't tell me, go pick a stick. She would find the nearest thing in the house.
Throw it.
Thumb that way. Like, oh.
Yep.
I'll never forget the day my grandma beat my cousin with a towel.
How?
With a towel.
That's We'll come back to that. Get back on topic.
Right. So that is my contribution to avoiding violence, is first acknowledging that whoever you're dealing with, or even yourself, you have to remember that whatever you're going through, you may not be fully capable or ready to have a certain conversation. It is okay to say, let's take a step back. For both people, it is okay to say it and it is okay to accept it. Now, don't let that step back be forever. Don't walk over the conversation, because it's going to come back. Mm. So your best bet is to try to deal with it as best as you can. That's what I will say to that.
So if I could add on to that.
Please. Go for it.
One, I think definitely violence is not just a male thing. Not that you were saying that, but I just wanted it to be said. But also, I think something that I've noticed, I've been in a relationship that was not physically abusive, but I think most people would consider abusive. And I think a great red flag to look for is emotional abuse. Because that usually starts the manipulation, the abuse, before it gets physical. And then it moves on. And I'm not trying to put any of my exes on blast. I'm certainly guilty of plenty of things. And she was too, right? Yeah. But my point is just, that's something, if you notice that you're emotionally manipulating somebody, or somebody else is trying to emotionally manipulate you, that is not a person you should be around. Mm-hmm. And definitely not somebody you should spend your life with.
Yeah.
And usually, not always, but it can mean that things are going to get worse in a way.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it always means that. People can get better.
Continue.
But no, I was about to finish. that it doesn't always mean that. People can get better and people can improve, but sometimes the only way to improve is with distance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I do think that's if you see that, stay away from it. Whether you're a man or woman, doesn't matter. Or, you know, anywhere in between or anything else outside of that spectrum, stay away from that. If you see it, stay away. Yeah. That's my advice.
Robert put up a good one.
He did.
The emotional abuse. Emotional abuse can be terrible. Obviously, physical abuse can be just as bad. I mean, either one you don't want. is just, it goes back to the whole thing we were talking about with True Colors with friends. Like,
don't go
off the words. Don't go off of words. People will say what they need to say, and they will say the right things at the right time, but not mean any of it.
Yeah.
Don't go off of what it's being told or said. Go off of actions. Yes, words are important. Yes, saying what you mean and saying how you feel and saying, expressing what's inside is very, very important. Should always be said. However, don't just stop there. Prove it. You said it, mean it, prove it.
This man been through some things. He been through some things.
Dropping knowledge, man.
He meant everything he just said. He been through some things.
Okay. If a person is silent, it's not because they don't have anything to say. It's not because they don't want to say it. It's because of the fact that they've seen some things. They've been through some stuff. They've experienced it. Like, I'm not going to say what you want to hear, but I'm going to show you and I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do.
Yeah.
So words are tricky. Words are tricky, but bottom line, they're important. However, you don't mean it, don't say it. Just like my buddy over here said, you don't mean it, don't say it, and if you say it, don't be mean about it.
Something like that. Quote from Granny. This is the quote from Granny. R.I.P. Granny. Virginia Nicholson Sewell. I love you so much. Miss you, Granny. Say what you mean and mean what you say. Just don't say it mean.
That's
what it was. Write it down. Put it on your fridge.
I might just do that.
I'm gonna give you a picture of my granny too, so you remember.
I will put it on my fridge.
I hope she's looking at me like this.
And then I'm going to just put a blot of caramel on it just for you.
Yes.
No.
But that was also for Robert.
Give one to him.
He's getting a whole bag of caramel. He's getting a whole bag of it.
Man.
All right. I'm going to sneak into the apartment and just slap that shit on his door. Every time he wake up in the morning and start his day, fuck, it's more caramel. She haunted me from the grave.
It's like the candy man.
I know you laughing upstairs, Granny. I love you.
She does. She up there like, I love you too, baby. Yeah. I love you too.
I hope this answers all your question, though.
It does. It definitely does. And all of this, you know, I get it. I've been in the whole damn situation too, where words have reeled me back in, and they're like, you ain't never gonna change. I'm like, oh, I'm like, hold up. Shut the fuck up. I'm changing.
That's toxic. Hold on. I want to go back to what you were saying. Like, if a person's trying to change, but they keep bringing up the past of like how you were, it's like, that's another thing you need to pay attention to. Like,
yep.
We agree we're going to move forward. I agree. What I did was shitty. What I did was unacceptable. And I want to change. I want to do better. So from here on forward, if you forgive me, let's move forward and continue.
Yeah,
that reminds me of a recent situation that I do not have time to talk about right now.
we'll save it for another podcast. I got you, buddy.
Yeah. Or for the end of this.
Or for the end of this one. If they say, okay, yes, let's move forward, regardless of what you did or didn't do, if they say yes, then the past is now put to rest.
Mm-hmm.
If it's an agreement. If it's an agreement on both parties. If it's not an agreement, then obviously no. You can't move forward. You have to figure that out.
Praise the universe.
But if they agree and they still keep bringing up the past time after time after time, well, that right there, my friend, is a huge red flag. It's like, okay, you agree we're going to move forward. You keep bringing it up. You're not believing me. You're not trusting me. We need, like, something's not right here.
Yeah.
That's when I would say, you got to separate.
Exactly.
You need to go away. I think you said it, or Robert said it, put distance between each other. Mm-hmm. You're going to do your thing. I'm going to do my thing. If we find our way back, cool. If we don't, we're done. That's how it is.
Yeah.
But
that is it.
I'm a firm believer. If you agree to move past that point and not bring up the past and move forward, it should end there. Regardless of what you did. And you probably did, and probably anybody did some shitty stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But if you agree to move forward, leave it at that. Put the past to rest and move forward and be better from there on out.
Exactly. Be a better you, so that we can make sure this shit does not become a tradition. And we can take it out. Of tradition.
Far from perfect.
You owe me $25.25. Just so you know. I accept cash.
And Cash App.
I accept Cash App. Venmo. I accept Venmo.
Zelle.
Everything. And I also accept beer donation.
Oh.
Hope you accept food stamps.
I accept that too. Don't think I'm home.
He's like, I'll take it.
You think I'm too good for that? I'm not.
Here's a question.
He's a Mountie.
Here's a question.
I don't know.
Oi.
As men sitting at a table with four microphones recording at 42 minutes going on 43 in a camera, is it wrong to have emotions?
Is it wrong to have emotions?
Is it wrong for a man to have emotions? Is it wrong for a man to express emotions?
No.
No.
But it is, it can be wrong depending on how you express those emotions.
Big facts.
Right? So, like, when Chris was talking about violence earlier, that can very easily be an expression of your emotions. Mm-hmm. That's wrong. Like,
that is negative expression.
You can express your emotions without intentionally hurting the other person, whether it be emotionally or physically.
Yeah.
That's the correct way to express emotions. And there are people that, anybody who tells you that it's not okay to do that, they're manipulating you. Mm-hmm. Right? But then there's the other side of it, right? Which is if you express it in a negative way, you're trying to manipulate that person by expressing those emotions. You're trying to hurt them emotionally or physically.
Yeah.
Then that is wrong.
Yeah.
So it really is all dependent on how you do it, I think.
That was well said. Yeah, I got something you want to add to that?
I guess my thoughts would be don't let it be too much. Because apparently being too emotional is a bad thing too. Which is weird because, you know, you never know when or where the fine line is.
That's true.
It's like if I'm a visual person. Mm-hmm. So if you're gonna tell me that I'm crossing the line or I'm below the line or I'm being too much, you better show me that fucking graph. I need to see that shit. It's just like, where the fuck am I on the decibel meter that I'm being a little too much?
I would say it's too much for the wrong people. Mm. For the right people will say, you know what? I mean, that's just you. But what, like, hey, dude, like, where'd that come from? Like, we're just sitting here. We were just talking. Like, where'd that come from? What's up? Like, is there something you want to talk about? So the wrong people are like, nah, you toxic. Or, nah, like, you too much.
You sensitive. You're emotional. Yeah.
Or the word that nobody likes using, like, unless you're too short. His favorite word, you a bitch.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I didn't say like short though.
And we just confirmed our toxicity.
Thank you for that, Chris. Like, you're not wrong for saying that, just, you know.
But you're not right either.
Yeah, I ain't right either. But that's
okay. It's okay. It's okay. We accepted it. This is you. This is us. This is you've been served. And this is where I try my best to wrap up my final words. Okay. So, let us be clear. Today's topic was about male toxicity, but based on the brief conversations that we have in the last hour, it's safe to say that we've only touched the surface of such a humongous topic in today's society. Okay. With that being said, for my final words, I'll say this. Regardless of if you're a man or if you're a woman, you need to first always check in with yourself. Acknowledge that you are not okay. Acknowledge that you also have issues like anybody else. And you have to be comfortable with yourself enough to say, how do I want to move forward? Don't be afraid to speak up about these issues within yourself. Because, I mean, like I said, we all have issues. I myself am not okay. I've been going through a lot of mental and emotional issues. And I try my best to be upfront about it with myself and with others around me. And I do my best to move forward as best as I can. I won't always move forward, but at least I have a strong support system like the three men around me right now that I know got my back. So?
George doesn't.
Yeah.
We talked about that story.
All right. 2.5 men. So.
It's a good show. It's a good show. It is. I like that show.
It is. So, same thing goes for y'all. All right. Of course, because this is based on male toxicity, of course, I want to reach out to the men that are listening this far into the podcast. And just like I said, check in with yourself every single day. You know, don't be afraid to acknowledge that you are emotional. You do have thoughts like everybody else. All right. You go through issues and problems, and it's okay. It's okay. We're all human beings. Just acknowledge these things with yourself first and find the safest way for you to go about these issues. Because whether you're hearing this from somebody else or not, I want to be the person to let you know that I care about you and I want the best for you. And in order to get these things, you have to at first acknowledge what's going on within yourself. All right. I love you. Paco Blanco loves you. Ty loves you.
And all your local loves you.
Literally every single name that I have on this goddamn podcast.
Tiberius Fillmore, Tyus the Black. Wait,
Theotis the Black.
Theotis the Black. Yeah, Thank you. Sorry. Apologies.
All of that. And also, I want to give a quick shout out to Robert's mom for the amazing baby shower gift that she's given me for my little baby girl. Her name is going to be Zuri, y'all.
Zuri,
y'all.
Oh,
okay.
All right. So, yeah.
I like that. That's nice.
I thought it'd be Georgina.
That was nice.
Well,
that's a disgusting name.
Just come see me when she's born. We'll negotiate the name. Okay, just... I'll give you...
Don't think I won't be in that hospital.
I believe you will. I'll give you a heads up when she goes into labor, okay? And I'll send you my location and all. We can talk about
you
it there.
You're sending the wrong location.
I'm going to send you my location. How will my location be wrong?
So I don't know, dude. I'm going to cut you guys up.
Shut up.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, so, you're right. So, with everything that's been said in this podcast, just low, we do apologize we weren't able to touch everything, and hopefully we are able to come back and talk about different subtopics of male toxicity and open it up to just toxicity in general. With that being said, I love everybody. You know, just want to make sure you guys are acknowledging your mental health and your issues all in one. Just know the podcast, love you. This is us at You've Been Served. This is Ty.
I'm Batman.
Chris.
White Bumba Clap.
Oh,
what the fuck is going on today? Turn this bitch off. Please turn this bitch off. God damn it.
Oh, okay. I'll take that.
Okay. Listen to that producer. Fuck you. Shake his hand.
All right, now you shake his hand. All right. No, that hand. I'll get that hand.
All right.
We did it!
All right.
So, Ty. Going back.